The readings for this weekend help us to focus on the reality of what is indeed promised to all of the Lord's faithful people. In our first reading from Maccabees, we hear of a Jewish mother and her seven sons who are arrested, were tortured, and then executed one by one. All of this for their faith. They are arrested, they're tortured, and they're killed. But they do not renounce their religion. Their love of God and their devotion to the law gave them the strength they needed. They express confidence in a final resurrection. And that they know that their loving God will not, cannot abandon them. Our responsorial psalm this afternoon echoes this. We sang, Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full. In our second reading, St. Paul asserts that God loves us and that he has already given us encouragement, grace, and hope to strengthen us in every good deed and word. Paul goes on to say that the Lord is faithful and will protect us and help us to persevere in living the gospel. There are many ways that we can translate our love and our God and his promises into our daily lives. As Christians, we do not have to go out of our way to look for suffering. But if it comes our way, we are called to bear it with patience and with confidence. Sometimes we're called to bear suffering, but at other times we are called to help alleviate it in our world. We're called to confront the evils of our time and perhaps endure ridicule and contempt for what we do. To stand up for the basic God-given rights of the unborn, the sick, the elderly, the alien, the least of our brothers and sisters, is not always fashionable in our society in a time that has been called a post-Christian era. In our gospel today, we hear of a question that's put to Jesus by his opponents in an attempt to undermine him and his teachings. The Sadducees did their very best, to try to bring scorn down on him in a calculated effort to discredit him. They failed. They failed. We too will be challenged by our opponents who will try to trap us, an attempt to make our belief in Jesus Christ and his promises of eternal life appear to be ridiculous and without merit. With God's help, we will remain faithful and steadfast. Our opponents, too, will fail. They will fail. Remember, on this Sunday, as at every Sunday Mass, we stand together to profess our common faith in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. During this month of November, as we remember in a very most special way our beloved dead who have gone before us to eternal life, let us not forget the words that we hear at the end of today's gospel. Let us always proclaim, he is not God of the dead, but of the living. My friends, our God lives. God bless you all. God loves you.